Now, the Rav Ram is getting into those different goals that justify bitachon, different goals that do not justify bitachon. Ki kol bitachon, every bitachon, shetachlis odosis, the goal is some religious value. Aber nochon v'sholem min habitachon shetachlis gashmis. And compared to something whose goal is just for my physical, taking care of my physical needs. And he gives two examples. If my goal is Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now here in Bitachon, you have to understand two separate things. There's emuna and bitach. And the exact line that divides them is something after we go, beginning here, we're going to switch over to what the Ramban says. Exactly what divides it is not always so clear. Ramban writes the pasuk, B'tach b'Hashem v'yaseh tov. Shombo Aretz Reimuna. It says, Emuna means a deep belief that a Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the entire world. And whatever happens to me because of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is actively running the world. When can I rely that my goals, that he will make sure that I achieve my goals? And when can I not rely that he will make sure I achieve my goals? It says, Betach b'Hashem v'aseh tov. If I have specific goals in Ruchnias, and they're obviously realistic goals, and I'm committed to do it 100%, and I will do my maximum hishtadlus, then I can rely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will supply me the means to achieve that. Betach b'Hashem v'aseh tov. When you're aseh tov, you can have full reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shchom Boaretz, but all your other mundane activities. I'd like to make money to have a fancy house. I'd like to do this. Emuna, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and he'll do what he wants, and I cannot rely on it. According to Mambai, the Talmud is more than just a deep belief HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. The Talmud means a sense I can rely. Now, and rely doesn't mean I don't have to do anything. I do my maximum. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to supply me with the means. That's what Ramban says in the Pasuk. B'tach b'Hashem v'aseh tov. When I'm aseh tov, I can have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shom bo'aretz, when it has to do with my worldly activities. There's a muna, there's no sense of reliance. I cannot say the absolute muna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tomorrow morning when I look at my bank balance, that $1 million would have gone straight into my bank. Why? No basis for that. So now he comes and he says, the introduction to Bitachon, he says, page 130, first of all, you have to understand, reliance depends on Shmir B'Kol Hashem, number one. Vekus Petorosa, so he's making as a prerequisite for it, the person is Dovek in Torah, and he shomrus from the Merida, taking care that I don't do anything that shows I'm in Mored, rebelling against the Kodesh Baruch. That's all his psukh. Now, what does this mean when it comes to which goals I can rely on, which goals I can't rely on, how this whole thing works? Shbitochon shetachlis odosis harinochon v'sholim v'abitochon shetachlis gashmis, whether it's a ruchnius goal or a gashmis goal. Shafil yeh habitochon l'inzim bilti hechrechi shetachlis. Even if it's something which I don't absolutely need, for my ruchnis. It's more reliable than the bitochen on finin hechrefi shetachlochus gash, something I need absolutely for my gashmis. Moshe, people. It says a person wants to work hard for parnos. Why does he want to work hard for parnos? What does he want to do with the parnos? What does he want to achieve with the parnos? What he wants to do with the parnos, what he wants to achieve with the parnos, is he won't have to be embarrassed by asking people to help him. But it's not that he has any specific ruchnius goal in his parnos. He does not want to be mistabek in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want to use the extra time for Limud HaTorah or Kima Mitzvahs. That's one thing. But it's what he needs just to physically survive. Against that, he said, what was it? Ovadia Hanavi. Now, he asked for tremendous wealth. Tachlis of Hasagas Hahom, who she gave the Kel Yodo, the Khalid Stoker, and the Englishman Kufun Velazul over the Ashen Babarus. But it was not for any purpose of doing anything with it for himself. It was only to give away for tzedakah, to help people who needed it, help people in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch. And he's giving two examples, and he'll begin to discuss them. V'im yeh habitocho nogel inyan hechrefish techlis odosis. If something is absolutely necessary, now he says, if something is absolutely necessary for my Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is something can always rely. And this is what Yaakov Avinu said. Chonu shel Yaakov. In Yielo Kimi Modi, in the Parshas Vayetze, when he had the dream, in Yielo Kimi Modi, what did he hear? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please be with me. Ushmarani b'derech hazeh shenoch alev. He's walking all the way up to Choron. A lot of danger in the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, protect him. V'nasali lechem le'achol beged l'bosh. Have what to eat and what to wear. V'shavti b'sholom u'besavi. And I'll be able to come back v'sholom to Yaakov. What is my goal in all of that? I'm on the way to Haran. Being on the way to Haran, he didn't ask, okay, I'm going to do the rich shidduch. I'm going to come back with who knows what, which he actually did come back with. He says, I'm asking one thing, my Kodesh Baruch. Protect me. I'm in a place of danger, just walking from Beit El all the way up to Haran, southeast Turkey. And wasn't riding camels like Eliezer did. No. And he needed food, and he needed clothing, survive the whole trip, needed to be protected, and be able to come back to Yaakov Nino's house to bring up his family. What's my goal in all this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My God, I'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made very few demands, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled his demands over and above. But basically he is saying, I'm going on this derech. What gives me a right to go on this derech? It makes no sense. Because this is the only way my Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu can succeed. I have to get a wife there, otherwise I'm not going to be able to raise the family I want. In order to do this, I have to go through dangerous territory. And I don't have much support from it myself. But since my goal is Lord Yashin, therefore I know I'll be able to survive it, I'll be able to deal with it, and I won't have a problem. That, he says, he could absolutely rely on. But what about the others? Now, he's going to expand on the topic. Archokas Nezachomo, Kagon Zena Nigram La Odom Bibriuso. v'achotzov yamidena b'sakonas nefashos. Then he says, so what could have gone wrong with Yaakov? He's walking all the way. He could have gotten sick. Something happened. And no, Yaakov Avinu said, I have a very, very specific goal in my Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My very specific goal in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to achieve, and I need these things, and I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to supply it. And now a person can say, listen, not that I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have this perfect diet that I'm thinking about myself, so it's not conceivable for me to get sick. I'm taking care of everything. No. At that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not relying. Yes, in a chanami. You have to have that. You have to eat healthily. He already said that. But don't think that by itself is going to achieve that goal. It has to be, I need this, because I need this to survive. I need this to be healthy, because I have a specific goal in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how he defines it. He's coming off of what Yaakov Avinu did, and why Yaakov Avinu was able to then put his entire trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chayvim Lizkor Havtochas Hashem Yesala, HaKadosh promised to me Shaboteach Bo V'Somechovov. He says, and when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise you success in this? I have absolute faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do this. Now, he is working, he'll be working and explaining how he understands the Yoshi B'Sei Sirelga. What I want to do is, we'll see. Oma, he says, HaKulos B'Shir Shal P'Koyim. Yosef says, "Israel, you matzel shadat shadkay yislonon." What does that mean? Matzel shadkay yislonon. I am matzel in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, I function, but I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu on top of me, managing my affairs. Hashemachsim tzudosi, okay, yeftachbo. Ki ata shemachsim. Elyon Samtum Unech, and it says, "He be choshek v'afalteu aktaver ki gaveshne." It says something else. Hakadosh ki be choshek. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has desired me. Afalteu, I'll save him. Asagveu ki yodashmi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu recognizes my name. What do I mean, recognize my name? He has approved of the way I behave, and prove to the fact that I rely on him. And David said, "Yidil Hashem, Yomitzil Hashem, Yad Koroiv Mikat Shor." What does he say? "Erchom Hashem Chizki, Hashem Tzadim Tzudos." And he goes through the same thing. But apparently, so he says two things. I have to have a specific goal. He's getting much more into detail. And the Ramban does in the beginning of Emunah B'Tochah. The Ramban just says a very simple statement there. You may agree with him, may not agree with him. That if I have a specific goal in my Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm absolutely committed to it and do my maximum, I can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to come up with a balance. That's B'tach B'Hashem Aseh Tov. Here, he says I have to make sure that during that process, my bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't falter. And in order to do that, he said, "Tzorach habotech l'chazek bitchono ayidei tefillah b'kosh u'tchino," he says. And therefore, during this process, he has to work on his bitachon. So he says, yes. Bitachon is not just a passive thing. Yeah, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be deeply rooted in the person. I have a specific goal, and I in ruchnis, and that specific goal in ruchnias depends on my taking care of my physical needs. Then, as long as I do my normal hishtavus and that thing, in the beginning, he said, I always have to Meir Shabbos. And I'm very sure that my bitachon, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absolutely complete. Then I'm allowed to rely on him. And that's that he got from Yaakov Avinu. But he has to be mechazik. He has to be talking in a continual way. He does that by tefillah. And Amar David, Amrul Ekra Hashem min Oyvei Vashaya, Betzarli Ekra Hashem. David HaMelech is always talking about, yes, during these times after, I have to indicate my bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu by tefillah. Kimi goy goldon asher lo elokim krovim elov kashem elokim b'chol koreinu elov. Now, the Rambam, his father, makes a very important point. When the Rambam writes in his Akdoma, the Mishnah Torah, the list of mitzvahs, he says, and there are mitzvahs to Rabbanah. Mitzvahs to Rabbanah are, number one, he says, we have Chanukah and Purim. He says, so why do we have Purim? What is the lesson we're supposed to take away from Purim that is supposed to be Lidoros? It's the Koach HaTfilah. Kimi LaHashem Elokeinu L'chol Kimi Goy Godo L'Shelo V'Kim Krovam Elo V'Chol Kamein Elo Chazal Chak Klal Yisrael on Golos. They had to survive. Klal Yisrael and Golos had to survive. And they knew, and the Haman had made this very lahash malharu rabbis called Ehudim. And when Esther told time for tshuva, time for tefillah, time for bakasha, they all responded like that. That was the source of tzumo alive al toch al tishu shoshim, and that is the korach tefillah which pulled off everything. So. He said, he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all the chitzonos is mechazik. And he's mevakish. What will distract him from any of his religious goals? But that doesn't mean he just sits back and does nothing. He has to do his maximum. He gives life, he gives death. I have to put a mark around my house. I have to protect myself. Even though mochatz hakadosh baruch mochatz yanerpa. So it means I have to do my. It's not that I have this goal in my avodas hakadosh baruch, and I can simply sit back. No. I have to do what I have to do. Avi shetziva haria b'chatzrot zos. This goes ishu habitochem. You go out to war. So what is it? You go out to war, you blow chatzot, which is a form of tefillah, and you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it sells. But it doesn't mean you just sit home and do nothing. And he says, you're fighting a war. You're fighting a war, but you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you have to do so simultaneously. And when you fight, and here he says, and here is the delicate issue that a person has when he's fighting the war. He has to fight with everything he has, but know that the success is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 100%. Sometimes that becomes a steer. Yeah, you go to a doctor, you can't sit back. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be healthy, I'll be healthy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be healthy, I won't be healthy. He says, no, you're not allowed to do that. Rapa, you have to go to the doctor. And you have to get the best doctor possible. You have to follow what he says. Then, but your bitachon is, I did my part, and I'm absolutely confident HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do his part if what my goals in this refuah are Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is how he sets it up. Don't think that the Bitachon negates anything in terms of Hishtabas. It's not through your weapons that you're going to inherit the land. But what does it say when they came to the battle with Sichon? When they did a battle with Sichon, now Sichon and over two unbelievably powerful people and nations and armies. So, and they knew it's only the HaKadosh Baruch Hu fighting those armies that it's going to win. But they went out and they fought the battle. And that's the pasuk says, in Zot HaBrocha, Ashrech Yisrael Mikamocha, Amnosha Bashem, who is like you, with saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashecherev Gavosecha. But you go out with a sword. They were not relying on their physical ability to survive. He says, you have a snake bite. And there is a specific refuah for it. That you make, open the wound to let it bleed, and you put a specific type of medicine on that. So what do you have to accept? Now here he's coming off the story of Yosef HaTzadik. After Yaakov Avinu dies, the brothers come to Yosef HaTzadik. Now you're going to take revenge on him. So what does Yosef HaTzadik say? The two separate things that happened. What happened to me, had nothing to do with you. The fact that I ended up in Mitzrayim, and I was a slave, and I was in jail, that has to do with me. I became the ruler of Shem. All that is me. Nothing to do with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this to happen to me. But what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He makes me open to all sorts of different forces, knowing the fact that I had Kibbutz, that I was going to listen to Yaakov, know the fact your hatred to me. He used all of these factors to get that end. But all it is yes, you sold me, that's your bad meters, that's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I ended up happening to me, that had nothing to do with you. The Rambam writes, Moreh Nevuchim, strongly, in Sefer Mitzvahs also, Lo Zekal Cheresh, and Lo Sikim Lo Sito, walking down the street, and someone punches me in the face. That's what I want to do, I want to punch him back. Wait one second. There are two separate things. That I got punched in the face. I got punched in the face because I was supposed to be punched in the face. That's it. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just happened to have a certain arranged person with bad meters, etc., was walking down the street at that time. So it's his punching me in the face between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My getting punched in the face between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brought those two things in. There's nothing personal between the two. Says the Bible. He says the same thing. I get bitten by a snake. I understand the fact that I got bitten by a snake has nothing to do with anything except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be bitten by a snake. If I took all the necessary precautions and didn't go into a dangerous place. Now, then I put the way he has you cut open the wound and you put some sort of medication on it to do whatever it has to do. He punished you with his bite. And you got bitten by this thing because it's a midas hadin. And you deserve to be bitten. Now you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, save me. Now, why should he save him? What are you going to do with your life after he does this? What is your goal? Save me to make another $100 million? Or save me because I want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That goes into the Cheshbon. That goes back what he said. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, for whatever reason you deserve to get bitten by the snake, you deserve to get bitten by the snake. So now you do all the which is medically dictated to do that, and is this going to help you or not? Or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not helping you? Is that your goal? Your goal is, you want to have a good time. That's how the Cheshbon of Bitachon works. Omnam Ken, he says, Gam to call a mokum shall principle of a marpe. But let's say you get bitten by the snake and you don't have all the special medication that you need as an antidote to the poisons. Hukash Bamidbar, he doesn't have this triak and whatever, and gives it. Okay. And he all of a sudden he has a violent food poisoning, he says, in a place that there are no doctors and no thing. Ozlo Nishalochayala Bibitochum Bovad, he says. Then it's totally Bibitochum. Okay, now here he goes. He's here in the middle of the ocean, all of a sudden there's a sea storm. He says, then? And there's nothing for you to do. There's only one thing you can do. Be tough on an HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he says, wait 1 second. V'yesh. And sometimes, Shavonis Masirim, it's Makam, Chesel Okami, it's a tau. But sometimes you may have a backlog of Averis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, wait a second. Be talking, fine. But he got bitten and he has a backlog. He says, Tofi's on the VA. Ella, there are certain times that there are certain things that we do not understand. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, is going to decide, this is the result I want, and I've already made up my mind, there's no room for anything, and I just set up an inevitable process that it will happen. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. See, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the full picture in front of you. There's a story. I forget where I read it, but the story of Talmud of the Ramban. Ramban had a Talmud. He thought this was going to be his Talmud. This was his Nemala Makam. Blessed with all the gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was a young man, and everything seemed to be gone. All of a sudden, he felt sick, and he was dying. The Ramban, the man was on his deathbed, goes and said, listen, it makes absolutely no sense to me why such a thing should happen. He says, when you die, your neshama will go here. He described him the whole entire process that happens to neshama when he dies. And you're going to get to a certain place, and you're going to see everything that happened in this world will be clear to you. I want you to come back and tell me in a dream why it had to be. And a few days later, his Talmud appeared to him in a dream and said, everything happened just like this. When you get there and you see the totality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshbon, things make perfect sense. And it just can't be explained to people down here on earth who don't see that totality. It's basically what Rabbi Ramban says. Yes. In most circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have a specific goal, and you're sincere in your goal, and you do your maximum hashtabas, have your kachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, thank you. And that's how you're supposed to function. And that's the basis for function. But he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own cheshbonos at times. That means 95% of the time it'll work. Maybe 5% of the time it doesn't work. 5% of the time it doesn't work. There's a backlog of various other cheshbonos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an infinite wisdom. Besides, no. Here, the decision has been made already, and there's no turning back. One king says, if you're from the people Hananya Moshe Azariah, Kadosh Baruch Hu save him, like he saved Hananya Moshe Azariah. So Amulot may answer them, Hananya Moshe Azariah, Tzadik and Gemurim Hoy, Ruim Lassus Lahem Nes, Nuchavanetza, Melech Hogun Hoy. And Nuchavanetza was a proper king that we call Nuchavanetza in Russian. And Kadosh Baruch Hu decides that he will be the conduit for Nes. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made a decision that we should be killed and you don't kill us, there are many other lions in this world that are going to eat us up, he says. And the only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu would enable you to kill us is because he is out for your blood, and he needs an excuse to punish you because of all your different avenues. He says, just stop and think. Will the mitzvah simply netter? Not next week. Next week is Shavuos. The week afterwards, we'll discuss in detail what this story of this Gemara Tainus is about.